Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's a bouncing puck near the net. Soderberg, a backhand. Bryson looking behind him. Score! Matt Frazier in his first playoff game wins it 1-0 in OT.
And with that, from the Bruins Radio Network, it's all tied up again. The Bruins even their playoff series against the Montreal Canadiens at 2 games each after a 1-0 overtime win in Montreal last night. So the series returns to Boston for Game 5 Saturday night. Doug Tribou covers sports for WBUR's Only a Game and joins us now to talk about last night and what's ahead. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, Bob.
1 minute and 19 seconds into overtime, the Bruins get the game-winning goal last night for Matt Frazier. And you got to think that even Bruins hockey fans this morning might be saying, who?
That's right. Matt Frazier just called up. This was his first NHL playoff game. Called up the day before, and in his post-game interview on television, he felt like he had to admit that he had gotten the call after lunch, and he had just had some frozen yogurt so that he might still be working off that dessert during the game. But you had the sense, Bob, that as the Bruins swarmed him to celebrate the victory, some of them were yelling, who are you again?
Game four last night featured tremendous goaltending on both ends of the ice by the Montreal goalie Carey Price and by the Bruins' Tuukka Rask. Was it Rask's best performance in the playoffs so far?
I think so, and the Bruins really needed it. Rask was terrific in the series against Detroit, but he's been less sharp so far until last night, and he looked really good. The Bruins' defense was okay, but they allowed some wide-open chances, and they allowed a couple of breakaways, and Rask turned everything away. Carey Price was great at the other end, and those games come down to one lucky bounce here or there, and the Bruins got it, but Rask was really sharp, and they're going to need more of that to win this series.
Well, talking about lucky bounces, this was the second overtime game of the series. All of the games have been decided by just one or two goals, so the Bruins-Canadiens rivalry just keeps getting better and better, and it really lives up to its billing, doesn't it?
Boy, it really does. They had played 170 games against each other in the playoffs before this series, and this series is already living up to be one of the all-timers. You got two overtime games. They're at least going 6 games. There have been all kinds of wild plays. And last night, despite all the times they've met in the playoffs, last night was the first time since 1953 that they went into overtime scoreless. So I think we're watching something pretty special right now.
So the best-of-seven series tied at 2 games each comes back to the Garden tomorrow for Game 5. What are the keys for the Bruins?
Well, the Bruins need to jump out to a lead and control one of these games. They have yet to really control the pace of play and kind of exert their will on the other team. We haven't seen them do that to the Canadiens. They did it to Detroit. So I think the Bruins need to just be a little sharper with the puck and be a little more forceful in the offensive end. And they need some puck luck, as they call it in hockey. Sometimes you just need a matter of inches, one way or the other, and the Bruins have had a lot of close calls. They need some of those to go in.
Have they found an offensive line yet that's working for them?
They haven't really seemed to gel as much as you would think. David Krejci does not look that comfortable out there. He's usually a top offensive performer. They're not skating badly, but none of the lines are totally standing out in terms of production. And for what it's worth, it seems like Coach Claude Julien is reluctant to switch them around, even though he's been practicing some different orders in the games. He's been sticking with what he's been using most of the season.
Doug Tribou covers sports for WBUR's Only a Game, Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Thanks a lot, Doug.
All right. Thanks, Bob.